morning, boys and girls.
We've got our weather map, and we're going to be looking at the weather again today. Now, what do you think the weather's going to be like today? What would you like to see on the map? Sun. Right, yes, we've got sun over London here, haven't we? But I don't think that's going to remain. What other weather do you think we're going to have today? Do you think it's going to be sunny too? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but today is going to be very windy. We're going to have windy weather. There are going to be strong winds coming up from the coast. And often on a weather map, you see the wind by arrows. And the arrows point to the direction in which the wind is blowing. The wind is blowing, you see, right up from the south, right up from the coast. This is the sea, you see here, along there. And sometimes you see a little symbol, a little box or a circle with a number in it. And it tells you how strong the wind is going to be. That's going to be really strong wind. There's a number 8 there, gale force 8. So it's not going to be a little breeze that's coming today, but strong winds are going to come up from the English Channel, right up to London, right up to the Midlands. Windy weather. Now, can anybody tell me, what is wind? What is wind? Right, when something's blowing, yes, that's good. But what is it that blows? Can you see the wind? Can you see it? No, I can't see any wind anywhere. How do you know then there's such a thing as wind? That's right, you feel it, don't you? You only have to go outside without a coat on in the winter. Suddenly you begin to feel the wind. And the wind blows, doesn't it, on your face, and you feel cold, and the wind even blows your hair and makes it all messy, doesn't it? Sometimes the wind can be a real nuisance to us. But we need the wind as well, don't we? So wind is air that moves. We can't see air, can we? But air is all around us today, and we need the air to breathe. And when the air begins to move, then it causes wind. We feel the breeze, or we feel a powerful wind that can almost blow us over. And I've got a wind machine here today. I'm going to create a wind. Do you know how to do that? How do we make the air move? Okay. With a fan, you can do that. Yes, that's right. I've got a big fan here. Let's see if we can move some air this morning. Create some wind. Oh, can you feel that? Look at your hair. You feel it? Good, that's something gentle breeze, isn't it? If I did it hard. It's nearly blowing you off your seats, isn't it? Oh, hair nearly blew off your head. Powerful wind, isn't it? And if we had a fan, sometimes we have a fan here, don't we? If we put the fan on full, well then that would blow even more, wouldn't it? And it'd really make the air move and create wind. Now I want to tell you a story this morning. It's a true story about a very windy day. It happened many, many years ago. And Jesus' friends had spent the whole day with Jesus, and they had been going from town to town, village to village, listening to his wonderful stories. But they were tired, and it was getting late in the day. Their stomachs were empty, and they needed to go home for tea. And so Jesus said to his friends, "Get the boat ready, and we'll cross to the other side of the lake, and we'll spend the night there." So the disciples got the boat ready, and they all got into the boat, including Jesus. And Jesus was tired after doing all that teaching and all that storytelling, and Jesus got in the back of the boat and laid down his head on a pillow. And very soon, in a few minutes, Jesus was fast asleep in the back of the boat. There he was, snoring away. Now, the friends of Jesus weren't snoring, were they? They weren't sleeping because they had to row the boat. And they were fishermen and they knew all about rowing boats. And there they were, rowing away happily on the Sea of Galilee. And everything was going well. But when they got to the middle of the lake, suddenly something happened. What do you think happened? Well, firstly, it became very dark. Suddenly dark clouds came right over the lake, over the top of the boat. And then the wind that had been just a gentle breeze was now beginning to blow. It was really blowing. and it was blowing so fast and so strong that the boat was beginning to rock, and it was going from side to side, and they were finding it difficult to row it. And they were trying to row against the wind, and the wind was blowing so hard against them that they could hardly row. The wind was there in their faces, and the boat was just hardly moving. And then all of a sudden, the sea became very rough, and that sea that was just like a calm pond now became very ferocious, and the waves began to lash over the side of the boat, and the boat was filling up with water, and the disciples realized they were in great danger. They were going to sink. And so they cried out to Jesus, and they said, "Lord, don't you care that we're going to die?" Jesus did care. And Jesus immediately got up, he stood up in the boat, and he did something very strange. Do you know what Jesus did? He spoke to the wind. And do you know what Jesus said to the wind? He said, "Stop blowing. Be still." And do you know what happened? What do you think happened? It went still. The wind stopped blowing. The wind obeyed Jesus and did exactly what he told it to. And suddenly the storm stopped, the wind stopped blowing, and everything was peaceful and everything was calm. And the disciples, the friends of Jesus, were absolutely amazed, and they were frightened as well, because they realized that Jesus was not just an ordinary man. They knew that only one person can control the weather. And who's that? God. It's God who causes the wind to blow. It's God who causes the wind to stop. No man can do it. No weather forecaster can do it. Only God can do it. And the disciples looked at one another, pointing at Jesus, and they said, "What kind of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him." They realized for the first time that Jesus was not just a man. Not even a special man. Jesus was God. They were face to face with the Lord. And you know, the wonderful thing is, boys and girls, that the Lord Jesus is alive today. And he's here this morning. And you know, if you love the Lord Jesus, and if you are Jesus' friends, then he will be with you when you're in trouble. He will be with you in times of danger. When you're frightened, Jesus is there, because Jesus never slumbers and he never sleeps. And if you cry to him like the disciples did, then he will come and help you, because Jesus cares for his friends.